Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment of ours. It is 8:30 to 9, inshallah, and it is we'll be connecting with the Hujjaj. Today is with Mulana Zainul Abidin. We'll be connecting with him, inshallah. Let's welcome Mulana Sap. As well, we have Haji Abu Bakr Rawat with us. So, inshallah, it will be a three-way interview. Let's welcome Azad Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have with us on air now with us in this interview, it's myself and Haji Abu Bakr Rawat, and mashallah, you are there. And you can just give us, Mulana, you can give us your what you are seeing at the moment and your experiences, as well as how the Hujjaj are, South African Hujjaj 1445.
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Allah Pak has blessed us to be in the Mubarak and blessed land of Makkah Mukarramah, first we were in Madinatul Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala has really taken care of us so far, alhamdulillah. The Hujjaj are in great spirits, really anticipating, waiting to leave to Mina tomorrow, inshallah. And on the ground, alhamdulillah, we've been seeing the crowds coming in. The Haram is actually really, really packed at the moment. Daily, we try and go. A lot of the Hujjaj are making Nafil Tawaf, so they're leaving here as easier. It's a bit difficult with the traffic and the taxis not be able to move. The main roads are gridlocked. But with all that, the Hujjaj are still sacrificing, and they're going to the Haram, they're making Nafil Tawafs, putting in the extra effort. And hearing the stories, they are being rewarded, alhamdulillah. We have some good experiences. We had one of our Hajis in Madinatul Munawwara. We knew, the new systems now in the Roda Mubarak, you're not allowed to sit for a certain amount of time. So this specific Haji was in and sitting and waiting for his time to be up. Then the guards, the people started ushering the Hujjaj out. And for some reason, he says, you know, he just sat in his place and they didn't tell him anything. He was close to like the in the front three serfs. And just a few meters away, there were a few Arab people sitting there. And they just left him inside and he said he could sit there as long as possible as he wanted and just make his dua. It was so peaceful. They closed the whole place off. So Allah Ta'ala is rewarding those who are putting in the effort, alhamdulillah. And the spirits are really, really high at the moment. We've been to Mina last night, alhamdulillah. Very, very big progress from the previous years in terms of what the Saudis are doing for the Hujjaj, making it much more comfortable, much more place. And we ask each and everyone in South Africa to please remember us in the du'as. And we will definitely, inshallah, remember everyone else in the du'as also.
Mulana Sap, I could imagine that most of the South Africans are going to perform, inshallah, the Tamattu Hajj. So at the moment, there's no one, or maybe probably just a few people in Ihram. Is this correct?
DVC from other countries, people are in Ihram. Like in our building, we have the Pakistanis that are here, joined with us in two floors, and they are still in the Ihram. So from day one, they came in the beginning of the week. So they will be doing the Hajj with one Ihram, inshallah. But from our South African side, all of us are doing the Tamattu Hajj, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. Just take us through the journey for what's going to happen today and tomorrow morning, inshallah.
So our daily program and routine is here at Khidmatul Awam. We have four buildings. The specific building that I am in is called, known as Abu Nasir. This is like a central building to the Jamarat. And daily our program is after Fajr, we have Yasin Sharif. And then we have a few ayat that we give the tafsir of Yasin Sharif. And a few advices to the guys, morning duas. And then the guys go to rest. And then they wake up around 8:30 for the breakfast. And then after Zuhur, we have a kitab reading. And our main bayan is after Asar daily. That's where we give in all the rituals of Hajj and advices and try and get the guys motivated. But alhamdulillah, what we're seeing on the ground, The guys are really motivated. For example, we have Salah here in the Jamaat Khana, and just around the corner we have the Masjid. So we see the zeal of our people, and especially the South Africans, that they take that extra initiative even with the heat, and they go to the Masjid and they read the Salah to try and get that extra reward. And with that, we see on the ground, when you tell people that you are South African, they are really taken aback. They got a good spot in their hearts for South Africa. And they really praise us a lot of times regarding the deen that they see in our people. Like the Masjid around the corner of with us here, when they see our people now, they got used to them. And they check them, as they see them with big beards and kurtas. Now they call them and force them to sit in the first service with them. And the remarks that they pass, that we can see the deen is in South Africa. I think this is a lesson for us, alhamdulillah, inshallah. We have good deen in South Africa, and we should try and upkeep it, because the world can recognize it. After the Asr Salah, we have the meals, and then the guys have a small break till Maghrib. We read the Asr Salah in the Shafi time, where Shafi Imam here. So the Shafi time till Maghrib is quite a long break that we have. And then after Maghrib Salah, we have the Masnoon Surahs, and then Isha is shortly after that. 2 days ago, we took the entire, almost the entire group for the walk to Mina to show them the camps and to show them where the Jamarat is. Alhamdulillah, we had a very good turnout. We wanted at least about 500 of our Hujjaj from Khidmatul Awam, showing a lot of zeal and enthusiasm to know what they are going to meet on Friday, inshallah. So tonight we have requested everyone to pack light, to have their bags packed, make their ghusl, and whatever necessary that they need to do, and be ready for tomorrow morning, inshallah, at 3:45. We will come down to the building, and we will make everyone make the intention. And from there, we will read the Fajr Salah. And we've got one Jamaat that will take a slow, cool walk in the morning, and then the rest will come with the buses, inshallah, until we reach Mina. In Mina, we have a program chalked out for us already. We will have Juma Salah, Jadiz Juma, one of our ulama that are on board, Mulana Dawood Samson and Mulana Salaji. They will be performing the Juma Salah, inshallah. And then after the Asr Maghrib, the normal programs. So that will be the day of Mina, inshallah, till the Fajr on Saturday. And then Saturday, we will proceed to Arafat, which is the reason for our Hajj. I mean, we all know as ulama al-Hajj Arafat. Arafat is Hajj. And inshallah, we will use this opportunity in Arafat to remember the entire Muslim world, especially our families, and especially those are in plight all across the world, to engage in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove our plight and to strengthen us as Muslims, inshallah.
Really pleased to hear this about the good response and the good feedback about the South Africans. Just it was a week ago I met one brother. He told me he just came back from Saudi Arabia just a few weeks ago, and he went for 6 weeks Dawah program. But he said there that the instructors and those the lecturers there, they said in true practice, we do not have any platform or any place to give dawah, because you can't go to the masjid and just speak. You can't do all of this. They will lock you up. So he said to the South African brother, he said, the actual place for dawah at the moment is, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, is in South Africa. So alhamdulillah, that's a good response that has been shared as well now. I just want to bring in Haji Abu Bakr Rawat also. Maybe perhaps some of your insight and questions, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Allah bless you, Mawlana. Accept your Hajj and all those that are performing Hajj. Make it mabrur, maqbrur. And some advices on the 3 days of Muzdalifa and the other 2 days of Mina. Some advices on that as well.
Inshallah, so on Saturday, we'll move to Arafat, inshallah. And we have part of the Jamaat that will be walking. We have been warned against that from the Sahuk and from the local authorities that the heat will be quite extreme, up to about 48 degrees, which we experienced last year also, right out. But alhamdulillah, we have people experienced who have been doing the walk and trying to get the people there by early as possible. So not a big crowd, but few of the Hujjaj have zeal and enthusiasm to walk. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will reward them for that also. And once we come to Arafat, Arafat, the wukuf will be from after Zawal to Maghrib, inshallah. We have a program chalked out, a bayan after Zuhur Salah, inshallah, a bayan after Asar. We'll have a congregational dua, and then we'll give the people, the Hujjaj, time for themselves to make their own and engage in their own duas, inshallah. We have over the week been speaking to the Hujjaj and telling the Hujjaj, explaining them what Arafat is and what is needed from them on the day of Arafat. So if we have asked them also to take a page or on the phone or something, make notes of the duas that people have asked them to make and the duas that they want also to make on that day. So they don't leave out anything, because we know on the day of Arafat, duas are definitely and readily accepted, inshallah. And we want to return from the day of Arafat free from all sins, as promised to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have explained to the Hujjaj that they have enough time from Zawal right to Maghrib to sit and engage in dua. And this should be the primary concern of dua and dua and dua, inshallah. The next, the same night after Maghrib Salah, we won't make our Maghrib in Arafat. We will leave after Maghrib, and then we have indication of from Khidmat al-Awam, a lot of Hujjaj that will want to walk from Arafat to Muzdalifah. Once we get to Muzdalifah, inshallah, then we will make our Maghrib and Isha Salah together and engage in a bit of Dhikr and Salah, Salam, and wait for the next Fajr, which we will leave on Sunday. That will be our Eid here in Saudi Arabia. That will be Muzdalifah. So after the Fajr Salah, we will leave for the pelting of the Jamarat. And generally, that will take us, the walk is about 3-4 kilometers. When you are in Muzdalifah, there is no buses or any transport. So everyone who's on Muzdalifah, they have to do the last part of the journey walking. We have a group with us here in Khidmat al-Awam of wheelchair people who need assistance. So they will leave the night before, after 12, and we will give them assistance and bring them, try and take them to the Jamarat, if possible, to Pelt. Otherwise, we'll bring them back to Azizia and we'll get a proxy, make them make proxies and get the pelted done for them, inshallah. And then once we are pelted on Sunday with our Jamarat, then we will return back to Azizia and we will wait for our dam to be slotted, and we can shave and come out of the ihram, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mulana, just a question that comes to mind also. I'm sure Mulana has been there for a few years now. Any differences noticed from previous Hajj and this Hajj 1445?
Ji, alhamdulillah. Quite big changes, big differences we've seen in the setting, space availability, especially from last year. The camp in Arafat this year, they changed us. From what we were last year, we were closer to the Jabal Rahmah, but now they put us further down. And from what we've seen out of the videos and pictures that were sent to us, the camps are much more spacious, much more comfortable. They provided proper mattresses this time, not like last year with those couches. And we've been to Mina also. The camp setup is, alhamdulillah, very, very well set up. A big improvement from the previous years.
So I guess for the, I've heard from, I think it was yesterday, we spoke to Brother Yasin Khan. So he mentioned also he was really impressed to see a lot of youth there. So I'm sure this comfort for the youth, you know, South Africans, as we said yesterday also, they a bit more fragile and spoilt. So this is more suitable for them, we'll say.
Gee, much more suitable. Actually, this year they're giving like a pack for each haji. Inside is a small handheld fan and a few toiletries, a blanket. And in Arafah, we are told that they will give each guy a sleeping bag that they can take to Muzdalifah. So there is big changes, big differences, alhamdulillah. They've been clamping down quite a bit here in Azizia, trying to take out those who are not supposed to be here without the proper paper procedures. So these really big changes, we can say, alhamdulillah.
Right now, where Mulana is standing, what's around Mulana? Where is Mulana? Can you put us in the scene?
Currently, I'm here in Azizia. Our building is just behind the Jamarat. So behind me is the Jamarat Mountain, the mountain generally where we take the buses and go up to Pelt. So that's the scene currently. When we came here last week, this road was absolutely empty. Not a car to be seen inside. Today, there's no road left here. So many cars over here. The place is actually, you can see the spirit of Hajj is around. A lot of security personnel, a lot of police are around. Roadblocks. They've got this new app system, the Nusuk, where they have given each Haji a Nusuk card. So anywhere you go at any time, they will just stop you and scan the card, check if anything and everything is in order. Yesterday when we were going up to Mina, every single one of us, they stopped us and they scanned our card before they let us in. So this is the scenes on the ground. Last night we saw also quite a few buses of army personnel coming in. So the atmosphere is here, alhamdulillah. Not like previous years. Every time you leave Azizia and you go to Makkah Mukarramah, it's a different feeling when you lay your eyes on the Kaaba Sharif, when you see the Mataf, when you see the Hujjaj and the crowd. It's really something different this year, alhamdulillah.
And that's good to hear some positivity coming out, because we know of all the difficulty and the current crisis there may be. We were also happy to hear that there is 7,000 Palestinians also that from the Hujjaj also. So that was something nice to see. Just we have a minute left. Mulana, any of your, I don't know if Haji Abu Bakr has any more questions. Just any messages for us here back in South Africa? Lessons, messages, any of that sort?
The entire Hajj we know is around Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And if you look into their lives were only sacrifice. And Allah Ta'ala liked the sacrifice of when Allah Ta'ala had given a command, then they did not flinch, but they carried out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without asking any questions. I think this should be our motto with regards to our religion and deen. When Allah Ta'ala has shown us the way, and we should follow it to the fullest. And the outcome of this, we can see till Qiyamah, inshallah. The entire world follows this way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And here in Hajj, this is the way we will be following. And also there in South Africa and in the world, the people will be following the same way of doing the qurbani and sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So this should be our motto. With regards to our deen, and alhamdulillah, we can see the benefits of it here in Saudi. Personally, myself, I've been told by people that, you know, the deen in South Africa, we can see it amongst your people. And this is really something that suits the heart, and we should try and uplift this, inshallah. We request du'as from all of you, inshallah, for us and the entire ummah. And we definitely, inshallah, will keep all of you in our du'as. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant those the full ajr and reward who has made it easy for us to come here, our parents, our families, our bosses, our trustees, everyone that Allah Ta'ala had used them to make it easy for us to come here. And inshallah, yala in our du'as.
Jazakumullah khairah. We really appreciate the time that's been given. Also, make dua for us, for all of us. Include us in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Zainul Abidin, mashallah, with Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one. And these are positive messages coming through. We appreciate your time as well, O listeners. Haji Abu Bakr Rawat, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.